I'm Michael Augustus, a licensed funeral director and embalmer in the state of Texas. And I want to discuss with you on this podcast things that you should be aware of when you make funeral arrangements. Make sure that the funeral director is licensed. So how do you do that? You can ask to see their license. Matter of fact, in the state of Texas, I do know that licenses are required to be posted on the wall. But I would go a step further. I would do this. I would ask that funeral director to see his pocket license. See, we carry a license in our wallets. And if you're female, I would imagine a purse, right? Or some other source as such. Ask them for it. But what I think the Texas Funeral Service Commission should do, now this is my personal opinion, and I do know that other licensing boards require a photograph be assigned or placed on their license. And I think if they were to do that, place a photograph on their license, then of course you can see that that's the person you're talking to, that person is highly qualified to make funeral arrangements. Now, I want to talk about two things here. There's a regular license, if you will. They're blue. Okay. That's the funeral directing and embalming side. Now, if you hold a provisional funeral directing license or an embalming license, that license is yellow. Now, you say, why a yellow, why a blue? Let me explain to you the differences. It's very important. Please listen close. Very simple, though. If a provisional funeral director is making arrangements, and they can do that. However, they must be in the presence of the licensed funeral director to do so. So just because they are a provisional licensee, or they hold that license, which is a yellow license, remember, and ask to see it. Ask to see their license. They can't make funeral arrangements without that licensed funeral director, which holds a blue card, present without that licensed funeral director being in his or her presence. So I kind of want to educate you on those things. And I've seen provisional funeral directors making funeral arrangements without being in the presence of a licensed funeral director. So I hope that's not confusing. So that's the first thing. The second thing is make sure that you check out the funeral home. Make sure that the funeral home is licensed. And you say, well, how in the world do you do that? Well, of course, they have license on the wall. That's required in the state of Texas. Other states may have other requirements, but the laws are pretty much so close together. But still, I don't want to give you misinformed information. Make sure that you check in your state. So if you're making funeral arrangements with a licensed funeral director, make sure that it's licensed. I mean, they're licensed. How do you do that? Going online and at the Texas Funeral Service Commission website, and you can do a search there and type in the name of the facility. You can also type the name of the funeral director, and they will show. It will show on their site that the status is active or any violations or what have you. So any disciplinary actions they'll show on the site. And if you're not sure and don't want to go through all that, simply just pick up your phone, your cell, and call. Dial the Texas Funeral Service Commission telephone number and inquire about that information. It's very, very, very simple. So it's better be safe than sorry. So now, once that occurs and they check out, make sure that the funeral director or the funeral home just simply give you two things in the state of Texas. Make sure that you have facts about funerals, which is a brochure. That brochure comes from the Texas Funeral Service Commission. And by the way, the name of the brochure from the Texas Funeral Service Commission that is placed in the funeral homes is called Facts About Funerals. The second item that you would definitely want to have in your possession would be the price list, the general price list. The general price list shows exactly what that funeral home is going to charge, what they have to offer as well. The casket price list is there, you know, the out of burial container price list, the prices for the urns are there. So make sure you get those. Get one of those. Ask for a price list, and they must give it to you. And even if you're not making any type of funeral arrangements anywhere, did you know you can simply walk into any funeral home in the state of Texas, and they must, upon you asking them, can you provide me with a general price list? They can't question you. Who are you? Why do you need it? And all that. They can't do that. They have actually stepped out of bounds in the process of getting that done. So they can't do that. And if they do it, simply do this. Ready? I'm going to give you this number to the Texas Funeral Service Commission. Call them. Their telephone number is 512-936-2474. Simply give them a call and inquire about the funeral home. That's all you have to do. Inquire about the funeral director. If they are legitimate, I'm giving you this information to protect you as a consumer. That's what it's all about. I'm protecting you as a consumer because I don't want you to be taken advantage of. Because listen, I've been a licensed funeral director per this recording, per this podcast for 43 years. And I know the rules and regulations. I know the ups and downs. I know what people will do to try to set you up to fail. So I know the ins and outs. It's nothing new to me. That's why I want to protect you as a consumer. Finally, never, ever, 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 never, never, ever. Did I get my point across? Finally, never, ever, 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 never show the funeral director your policy, your life insurance policy, or whatever and however you're going to pay for the service. Go through the entire process, meaning take a look at the casket you want. Look at, you know, the limousines, if any, that you want. Take a look at everything. Everything. And then the funeral director, though, to keep that funeral director honest with you, take a look at your price list. Remember that. Compare it to the contract that you're going to sign to make it legal and legit. Make sure that those figures kind of match what you had in mind of spending. Because remember, you could not necessarily be in your right frame of thinking at that time because you just lost your loved one. And then if funeral directors see, well, I have a $15,000 policy, and you can't, you went in and you just want to spend like $8,000 or $9,000, for example, it could actually take all of your money. Not saying that they would, but they could. And I know if you're a funeral director, you're listening to this, you say, golly, why are you telling them that? Well, you just have to be honest. Just honesty. Listen, you already know honesty is the best policy. So consumers, take heed of what I'm saying. With 43 years of doing this, I know the rules and regulations, the ins and outs, as I've mentioned. So you won't get taken advantage of and you will be treated fairly. Definitely so. Let me repeat that again. So you will be treated fairly, period. I'm Michael Augustus, licensed funeral director in the state of Texas and embalmer. And I'm proud to relay this information to you for your financial protection. You may reach out to me if you would. Send me an email. Email address is maugustus890@gmail.com. It's maugustus890@gmail.com. I look forward to receiving any correspondence you'd like to send me and any questions that you may have that I can answer for you. Have a great day, evening, or wherever you are. Just simply enjoy life. Take care.